In an ever-changing business environment, agility and innovation are key. The Startup Way provides a comprehensive guide to applying the proven principles of lean startups, not only to budding enterprises, but also to established companies and even governmental organizations. Let's dive into the vital playbook for leaders who wish to infuse innovation into every aspect of their organizations. The Lean Startup Method. Apply scientific method to entrepreneurship. Let's start by imagining your business as an ongoing experiment, not unlike a scientific study. It's essential to formulate hypotheses about what might work in the market, and then test those hypotheses systematically. This might involve releasing a minimum viable product, the simplest version of your product that will allow you to begin learning. After you've released your product, measure the results. The data you collect will provide the insights you need to improve or pivot your approach. The goal here is to move through the build-measure-learn cycle as quickly as possible. By doing this, you're putting your business through a continual process of hypothesis creation, validation, learning, and adaptation. Remember, failure isn't a setback in this system. It's a vital source of learning. Apply these lessons to your next experiment, iterating as you move forward. This consistent application of the scientific method is crucial for driving successful entrepreneurship. Pivot or persevere. Flexibility to change direction when needed. Navigating the world of business is a lot like sailing in uncharted waters. You start with a plan, but sometimes the winds change or unexpected obstacles emerge. When the evidence points towards an impending storm, maybe your product isn't getting the traction you expected. It's time to think about changing direction. This is what we call a pivot. A pivot doesn't mean abandoning ship. It's more of a strategic change, a new hypothesis to test. Maybe you need to target a different customer segment or tweak your product. It's about learning from what didn't work and using that information to chart a new course. On the flip side, when things are going well, when you're seeing validation of your hypothesis, then you persevere. You stay the course and build on the success you're achieving. Remember, both persevering and pivoting are informed by the same build-measure-learn cycle. You build, you measure the outcomes, and you learn whether it's time to pivot or persevere. It's not an easy decision, but it's a necessary compass in the volatile ocean of entrepreneurship. Build, measure, learn cycle. Learn by rapidly iterating on product ideas. Think of your product development process as a feedback loop. Start with building a minimum viable product, MVP. That's the simplest version of your product that still allows you to gather meaningful feedback from users. It's the build in the build, measure, learn cycle. Once your MVP is out in the world, you can start the measure part of the cycle. Collect data on how people are using your product, what they like about it, what they don't, and how it can be improved. These insights pave the way for the learn part of the cycle, where you use this feedback to inform the next iteration of your product. From here, you rinse and repeat, build, measure, learn. Over time, each iteration of your product should become more refined and more attuned to what your users want and need. It's an ongoing cycle, designed to make your product better and your business more attuned to its market. It's not a linear progression, but rather a continuous loop, a rhythm of learning and improving. Minimum viable product. The simplest version to test a hypothesis. Imagine having an idea for a product. Before you dive into developing every feature and detail, consider starting with the minimum viable product, or MVP. This is a simplified version of your product that still carries the core value proposition. It has enough features to satisfy early customers and provide feedback for future product development. With your MVP, you're trying to validate your basic assumptions about your product and its market. When you release your MVP, watch closely. How are users interacting with your product? What features do they appreciate, and what are they missing? This is where learning starts. From there, you use the feedback to refine your product, perhaps adding new features or streamlining the existing ones. It's about making small, incremental changes, testing them in the real world, and learning from the results. Each iteration gets you closer to a product that truly fits the needs of your market. An MVP isn't just a product. It's a process of learning about your customers and their needs, allowing you to develop a product that meets them where they are. Innovation accounting, measure progress, set up milestones, prioritize work. Consider a system of measurement for your business that's designed specifically for startups and innovators. Innovation accounting. Instead of focusing solely on traditional metrics like revenue and profit, you're looking at indicators that show how your innovation is progressing. Things like user engagement, retention, and how frequently users are returning to your product. It's like a roadmap for your innovation journey, helping you set milestones and prioritize work. You start by defining the metrics that matter most for your product. This could be the number of active users, the number of items sold, or any other key performance indicators that align with your vision and strategy. Next, use these metrics to set measurable and achievable milestones. What do you want to achieve in the next quarter or the next year? Then, keep a regular check on your progress. Are you moving closer to your milestones? Do you need to adjust your approach? This constant cycle of setting targets, measuring progress, and adjusting your approach is the crux of innovation accounting. It's a unique way to quantify progress in a world where traditional metrics may not apply. Continuous innovation. Constantly seek ways to improve and innovate. Consider the idea of continuous innovation. It's not about making one big splash and then resting on your laurels. Instead, think about it as a journey of constant discovery and improvement. You're always seeking ways to improve your product or service to better meet your customers' needs and wants. Continuous innovation is a mindset. It's about being curious, being open to new ideas, and being willing to question the status quo. You want to see every challenge as an opportunity to learn and grow. Embrace the build-measure-learn cycle, apply the lessons learned from your MVP, and iterate on your product. Each iteration is an opportunity to refine your offering and move closer to product-market fit. But it doesn't stop there. As the market evolves, so too should your product. Be open to feedback, pivot when necessary, and always keep your eyes on the horizon. That's continuous innovation. It's not a one-off event. It's a rhythm, a pulse that should run through every aspect of your organization. The innovation portfolio. Manage a mix of different stage projects. Think about managing your company's projects like managing an investment portfolio. Instead of stocks and bonds, you're investing in different ideas and initiatives. This is the concept of an innovation portfolio. You're not putting all your resources into one idea. Instead, you're diversifying, balancing high-risk, high-reward projects with more stable, predictable ones. An innovation portfolio includes projects at different stages. Some might be early-stage ideas, where you're still figuring out the market and the product. Others might be more mature, ready to scale up. Each requires different resources and carries different levels of risk. To manage this portfolio, you need to regularly evaluate each project. Is it meeting its milestones? Is it showing the potential for success? Remember, failure isn't a bad thing. It's an opportunity to learn. So, when a project isn't working, it might be time to pivot or even kill the project. This frees up resources for new, potentially more successful initiatives. Managing an innovation portfolio is about managing risk, about balancing the old with the new, and always staying open to learning and growth. Internal startup, a small team for new innovative products. Consider carving out a small team within your organization, specifically dedicated to exploring and developing innovative products or services. This team operates like an internal startup. They're not bound by the same processes and procedures as the rest of your organization, giving them the flexibility to innovate, iterate, and pivot as needed. This team starts by identifying a problem to solve or a market to serve. They develop an MVP, test it with customers, gather feedback, and then iterate. It's the build, measure, learn cycle in action. The advantage of an internal startup is that it can take risks that the larger organization might not be able to afford. If an idea doesn't work, it's a learning opportunity, not a catastrophic failure. At the same time, when a project shows promise, it can be scaled up using the resources of the larger organization. By having a dedicated team for innovation, you're creating an environment where new ideas can flourish and where failure is seen not as a setback, but as a stepping stone towards success. Entrepreneurial function. Recognize entrepreneurship as a core function. Stop and think about your organization for a moment. There are functions you probably consider integral to its operation, finance, marketing, product development, and more. Now, consider adding another crucial function to that list, entrepreneurship. This doesn't mean turning everyone into a founder, but rather embedding the mindset, practices, and tools of entrepreneurship into the fabric of your organization. This entrepreneurial function should be as deeply entrenched as any other department. It has a role in decision-making processes, resource allocation, and strategic planning. By making entrepreneurship a core function, you're sending a clear message that innovation isn't just a buzzword, but a fundamental part of how you operate. The entrepreneurial function is where your internal startup teams reside. It's where you manage your innovation portfolio. It's where the build, measure, learn cycle happens. It's not confined to a corner of your organization, but is woven into every part of it. The entrepreneurial function ensures that your organization remains agile, innovative, and prepared to meet the ever-evolving demands of the market. Startup as an experiment. Startups should learn from each experiment. Launching a startup is a lot like conducting a scientific experiment. You have a hypothesis about what your customers want and how they'll respond to your product. Just as a scientist conducts experiments to test their theories, you build a minimum viable product to test your hypothesis. This approach is not just about product development, but rather it's an iterative process of learning. With each test or experiment, you're collecting data about your customers, the market, your product. The value isn't just in the success or failure of the product, but in the learning that informs your next steps. The feedback loop doesn't end once the product is out in the market. Instead, you use the data you collect to refine your hypothesis, modify your product, or even pivot entirely. It's a cycle of building, measuring, and learning, with each iteration providing new insights. Viewing a startup as an experiment might sound intimidating, but remember, every experiment is an opportunity to learn. And with each learning, you're inching closer to creating a product that truly resonates with your customers and stands out in the marketplace. Conclusion: cultivating a startup mentality within an organization fosters innovation and agility. From viewing entrepreneurship as a core function to adopting the build, measure, learn cycle, these practices empower you to navigate the volatile business landscape with resilience. Incorporating concepts such as the minimum viable product and innovation accounting enables rapid, data-driven decision-making. Nurturing a portfolio of projects at different stages promotes diversification and continual growth. The path to sustained success lies in understanding that every startup is a series of experiments, each providing invaluable learnings.